Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, Queen of Martyrs, Saint Joseph, Saint John the Baptist, our patron saints and guardian angels, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we celebrate the martyrdom of Saint John the Baptist. We celebrate the crowning glory of the giving of his life for Christ at the end of his life. We also celebrated his birthday because of his holiness of his life as he issued forth from his mother's womb. He was already sanctified. But John, as the writer in the Office of Reading says, not only in his ministry as the precursor of the Lord by his preaching and his giving testimony to the truth, did he prepare the way for the Lord and was a precursor for our Lord, but also in his death, he was also a precursor. He gave a sign of how Christ himself would also have to suffer and die. And in John's life, you could look at it and say, well, really, although he came before our Lord, he really was a perfect model of what a follower of Christ is all about. And that we're all called to, as our Lord said in his preaching, take up your cross and follow me. And, you know, that's part of our whole Christian vocation is to bear witness to the truth, as John did during his life. But the way that we can bear witness to the truth most perfectly, and you might say the crowning glory of anybody's testimony to the truth, is to give their life for it. And our Lord didn't promise us that, you know, our Christian life would be easy. That's why he said, take up your cross. And John knew that giving testimony to the truth, to Christ, because as the writer in the Office of Readings points out very clearly, John didn't directly die because of his association with Christ. He died for giving testimony to the truth, in this case about fidelity in marriage and the truth about marriage and its being faithful to your wife. So he was only giving testimony to the truth, but because we know that Christ is the truth. All truth leads to Christ. And today in our world, that's something that we as Christians and as Catholics have an opportunity every day to give witness to the truth. And sometimes we may be persecuted for it, and we should thank God for that, because that's a great gift. And even the author of the Office of Readings says that, and many of us probably don't even look at it that way, but St. John the Baptist looked at his being able to suffer for Christ as a gift. We don't normally look at our crosses or our persecutions as being gifts. We think, oh, why am I being burdened with this? But for John the Baptist, and for all those saints who realize, you know, what's involved in our baptismal promises, you know, they see the fine print, you might say. Suffering will be involved if you take up this, if you live out this vocation, if you really understand your baptismal commitment. That statement that's in the gospel, I sometimes wonder if that's not a good description of the majority of Catholics today about Herod. It says that about Herod, that Herod feared John, knowing him to be a righteous and holy man, and kept him in custody, but he said he also enjoyed listening to him. He kind of had this perplexity in his life. He liked to hear the truth. He liked to hear what John had to say, but he was afraid, oh, what's that going to ask of me if I have to put it into practice? You know, I like it. It sounds good on print. You know, it looks good when it's out there, but He didn't like it when the fact that it had to be applied to him, and so he didn't care for it, for John. And I think sometimes many Catholics, they're kind of like rice Catholics. They like to go to church. They like to hear the gospel preached. They like all the ceremony and the ritual, but they don't necessarily want to put into practice those hard teachings that our Lord even mentioned, you know, in the gospel on Sunday when he said, well, are you going to leave me too? And because many people departed from our Lord. But today I think a lot of Catholics, they just like to be Catholic in name. It looks good on your resume, and it looks, you know, socially acceptable. Do they really understand what the commitment is that they have been made at baptism? Do they understand that we are called to follow Christ and to, as St. Paul reminds us, did you not know that when you were baptized into Christ, you were baptized into his death? That we're going to be called upon to suffer for Christ, and that we ought to be glad to do so. Not that we should not be considering ourselves a very good Catholic if we're not willing to tell our friends, you know, I'd rather remain faithful to the church and its teaching than to compromise my faith, whether I be a public official, politician, or just a Catholic layman, a husband of a family, or a wife, a mother, that I wouldn't want to compromise my faith for the sake of being politically correct or human respect. That's the other thing that Herod probably is a good example of, being a politically correct and human respect driven person. Both St. John the Baptist suffered at the hands of people who were politically correct or human respect driven. And so did our Lord suffer at the hands of Pontius Pilate, who was more concerned about the opinion polls as to what was going to determine his actions than what was the objective truth, what was right and what is wrong. This is where Catholics today are facing a situation where they have to act according to the principles of the teaching of the church and not some platform of a party that says that's, you know, probably piping a popular tune to a lot of people who would like to have all their vices catered to and all their materialistic drives met. But we need to realize that as Catholics and as any God-fearing man or woman, that St. John the Baptist shows us what our vocation is as being also prophets, witnessing to the truth in our day and age. We also are giving testimony to Christ, and we ought to be willing to and be happy to see that anytime we can be persecuted or find opposition or find that people are not happy with the fact that we're being faithful to the teaching of the church is not a curse, is not a thing that we should be down and depressed about, but rather should glory, as even our Holy Father St. Francis and St. Paul said, glory in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's where we truly prove that we love Christ. You know, when we have to suffer for the ones we love, when we have to defend them because we are standing up for what they stand for and what they hold to be true and what they teach, then we show that we are truly their followers, that we really love them. If we only follow them when we're, you know, fair-weathered friends, when it looks good on for us, when we can benefit from it, but it doesn't cost us, well, then we're not really faithful. We're not really true lovers of Christ. And that can be just any kind of temptation that we have to face every day. If we're not willing to suffer and resist evil and stand fast to the truth about whatever it may be, the teaching of the church about the sixth and ninth commandment, or about thou shalt not steal, or thou shalt not bear false witness. Those are opportunities to be give witness and to show our love for Christ. And when we talk about, you know, what drives someone like St. John the Baptist, or a St. Monica, or a St. Maximilian Kolbe, the thing that helps them to bear witness to Christ is because they have been captured by, they have understood the great love that Christ has had for them and has for them. And so therefore, they know that Christ was willing to lay down his life for them. He laid his life down for us. We should be willing to do the same for him. That is, you might say that, that's the economy of love. That's the price that is asked. Love for love's sake. And we know that true love has to involve that sacrifice. We have to be willing to suffer for the one we love. If we love Christ, as we profess, then we must be willing to suffer for him. Let us ask Our Lady, who is the perfect disciple and model of one who loved Christ with all her heart, soul, and strength, and was willing to give everything she had and laid it down on the cross with Christ. Her heart she gave to Christ and suffered with him by her compassion, that we too will also be willing in our day and age to give witness to the truth and be willing to suffer for it and show forth our love for Christ and for our brothers and sisters, because we're willing to, even at some times, disagree with them. If they're wanting to say something is wrong and we say no, it's, or would say it's right and it's wrong, that we're willing to love them enough to be in conflict with them for the sake of the truth. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.